proceeding through the 12th. I think it's the 12th. In any event, the energies that we are absorbing, consuming, delighting with are really increasing our sensitivity to that which we're ready to receive, that which we're ready to extend, and that which no longer is pleasing. So we all have, I'm going to call them addictions, but they're tendencies. They're tendencies to mull over the past. They're tendencies to play the what ifs. They're tendencies to really just converse or continue with darkness when we're really being obligated, we're being shown the light. So the energies are helping us to conceive with grace, to conceive of new arrival, to conceive of new possibility, to conceive of our true understanding of self, so that we no longer have to placate, we no longer have to just sort of amuse ourselves so we feel like we're doing something but we're really not. It's like, let me just do this again and again and again. And they're just showing me someone like washing their hands obsessively, like to decrease the anxiety. So we all have these resting spots. I just have a frog sitting on a toadstool. These resting spots. And so what's happening is wherever we've been resting, it's gonna kind of go bye-bye. It's gonna disappear. And it's gonna open up ourselves to love's advantage. So when I said love's advantage, I literally had each of us like aligning with these supernatural tendencies, these supernatural understandings. Now, when I say supernatural, it's honestly natural. It's just that we haven't given ourselves a break yet. In other words, we haven't truly understood what we're made of, who we are, and our own consideration. So our own consideration has nothing to do with what we've been instructed, what we've been taught, how we've been steered. Our own consideration is when, like, I just see us like turning on the faucet, turning on to new information, new broadcasts. So just imagine listening to the news and it's giving you like the typical, this part of society is against that part of society and we're fighting it out, we're duking it out yet again. And then you have a new broadcast. And the new broadcast is, well, this is going on in Sirius and over in Lear today, this is what's happening. And so you get a much broader perspective and understanding of what's possible, what's attainable, really what your preset determination is. In other words, what were your goals when you took on this incarnation? So this is what's being provided. This is the roadmap. This is like the circular. You walk into a store and they hand you the circular of what's on sale this week, and so forth. So as we will receive our higher horizons, so the horizon is going to be lift off performance. When they were talking about supernatural achievement, I don't know who it is, but it's one of us, and you just look like you're climbing Himalayan mountains to me, and you're doing it going to see your master, going to see or maybe going to your own master retreat. But the point being is that you already function in a higher alternate reality. So when I said that, it's like I thought it was your crown, but when I'm looking at it, it's like mantras that are circling your crown chakra, but it's going so fast that when I receive you, it looks like a crown to me, but when I tune in, it's actually mantras. So this is what is encircling us. This is what is canvassing us. This is what is beckoning us, calling us. So this isn't about well, should I do this or should I do that? From that linear consciousness, it's like importing us to a new galaxy, a new vibration, a new realization where we've literally turned the corner into our new lifestyle. So in other words, it's not choice A or choice B, it's actually choice C that was previously unheard of. Because again, we can only attract what is due us in consciousness. So as we will turn the dial to love, love is we keep pushing, we keep pressing upon, we keep welcoming in our true nature being love. And what we're in the process of doing is releasing the mass hysteria. So we say mass hysteria as if it's over there someplace, far away from us. We're all one. So this would be the ego's, judging. I judge me, I judge you, because it's all one and the same. And so what it does is it just keeps creating stumbling blocks. It keeps creating misfortune because it's dualistic. So as we will receive, our highest allowance, as I said, highest allowance, I pulled my dog up high. It's such beautiful dream phenomena. So as we will receive our highest allowance, now when I said that, I had this beautiful energetic Merkaba that simply represents our true soul, our true self. Now this Merkaba is ginormous. It's just gigantic. Now the reason it's presenting this way is so that we understand the power that we are currently absorbing, that we are attesting to, that we are subscribing to, that we are aligning with. Now, with these energies comes our holy gifts, comes our holy matrimony. It brings forth a right placement. So this is where we're going to aspire to greatness. Now, greatness isn't I'm great over another. It's that we're allowing our holy destination, we're allowing our true relevance to be absorbed and perceived. So this is, I do know where I'm going. I do know what truth is. I don't need to fit into my past belief system. I don't need to fit into the crowd. I align with my destiny. So again, the destiny is easy to permit, accelerate, extend, actualize once we come into full harmonic consent with our own true nature. So this is where we're allowing this benevolence, this overflow, this unencumbered just tendency to evolve. So again, receiving our true nature, receiving our true understanding of self beyond past consideration. So this is where we follow the leader, we prescribe to, on some level, smallness. In other words, you can go here 2 miles and there 2 miles, but it's got to be within 2 mile radius or whatever it is. But again, limitation, boundary. So as we will receive our orchestration of love, again, as we sign in, as we honor, as we attune to love unabashedly, in other words, I don't have to play small, I don't have to play weak, I don't have to assimilate with current existence, because remember, we're here like as the bridge maker, opening up to higher reality. So remember, in the beginning, we're listening to the news and it's like, here's another recreation of yesterday in a way. because again, it's separate parts that keep the conflict in perpetual motion. And then we turn the radio station to Sirius or whatever, wherever we are tuning into, and we're receiving the broadcast of love and the creative influence on that level, on that arrival. So, and now I've got the Eye of Horus, so that this is energetically helping us to find our true gifting, to find our true placement, to find our true revelation, and to receive it fully in full endowment. What they mean by that is fully prepared, because you're simply receiving the truth of self unabashedly, no longer denying it, no longer hiding it. Well, I don't want to look too weird to my spouse or my neighbor or whoever it may be. Allowing yourself to be vocal. Vocal isn't, I go get a megaphone, or maybe it is. Vocal is, you allow your past to no longer trespass on your predicament. In other words, what you're receiving now, who you're abiding as now, what you're in process of allowing, honoring, recognizing, paying tribute to, merging with in the now moment of existence. So again, it's almost like dropping the past, having amnesia, like you still remember, but you're no longer proctored, you're no longer held to that lower value. Permitting the light to precede you, to show you truth, to show you your proper placement, to show you your true gifting. And allowing that to feel like the most natural thing in the world. Like, this feels good. This feels like me. This feels more true. This feels more correct. And allowing that full dominion. So as we receive these energies, allowing takeoff wherever it takes me, whatever it grants me, whatever it shows me. So again, some of that small change, in other words, the rituals. Well, let me just kind of keep busy here, because I'm kind of stalling or stopping or treading on the familiar. So remember that we are being guided into our new extreme, into our new destiny, into our new rightful placement. So wherever we've been couched by lack, wherever we've been holding ourselves back, remember, we're never a victim. We may have been instructed, maybe indoctrinated, but we're the ones still holding on. We still have that clasp. So that is being shown. Oh, I'm so sorry, everyone. Excuse me. Yes? Hi.
Hi, do you have a minute? Or are you working?
It's okay. What do you need?
No, I'm fine. You're busy.
Okay, you're okay? Okay. All right. We're in group.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay. All right. We'll see you in a little bit.
Yeah, bye.
Bye. All right. Sorry, guys. First day of school, and just didn't know. All right. So again, as we open up to our full broadcast, our full understanding, our full delight. I suspect he was calling to tune into the light. He didn't realize that, but what he was opening up to is the light. So this is what is helping us see beyond prior vision, see beyond prior circumstance, because as we will receive ourselves in our correct allowance, all is available. All is available. So allow these energies to stir you, allow them to reassemble the parts. to show you your truth, to show you your highest measure, to show you your true standing. Now, when I said that last part, to show you your true standing, you're receiving yourself in a new decibel, in a new vibrational acceptance, alignment, pronouncement, engagement. And what we're learning to do right now is to hold that. To hold that space in alignment. To claim it from here on out for the duration, for this incarnation. So again, we're receiving ourselves in a new beginning. And so this vibrational resonance, consent, altered reality, new timeline, has gifts. Gifts that are warranted. Gifts that are warranted. As we will find our placement, as we will find our holy consideration. In other words, it's here for our consideration. What we're deciding is, what we're deciding on is yes. Yes to our destiny. Yes to our springboard. Yes to our future delight. So receive this energy, receive this light, and allow it to stir you. Allow it to bring you closer to the correct memory and understanding of self. Let us receive in holy matrimony. Again, marrying the beloved, marrying our Christ nature, marrying our true essence.